This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Saturday, January 10. New life in the Spirit. A reading comes from Romans chapter 8. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. I used to think that becoming a new person in Christ meant I had to change myself, clean up, perform better, strive harder. But that left me exhausted and frustrated. The truth is that we're not called to muster up new life in our own strength. That's the Holy Spirit's role. Romans 8 reminds us that if Christ lives in us, then his Spirit breathes life into places that were once lifeless. The Spirit doesn't just improve our old selves. He transforms us from the inside out. That's powerful. It means we can stop trying to force change. Instead, we can be open to what the Spirit wants to do in us. Whether you're battling old habits, healing from deep wounds, or longing to change in new ways, take heart. You're not alone, and you're not powerless. The same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. That's not just motivation, it's resurrection power at work. Let today be about surrender, not striving. The Spirit knows what needs to go and what needs to grow. Pray with me. Holy Spirit, thank you for living in me and giving me new life. Help me to surrender today and to trust that you have the power to change and renew me. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.